This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. Oh my gosh, it's such a great Tuesday. We're going to deal with these commies here in the open. A question was asked about that whole censorship, Trump, Elon Musk, should the government allow it? We're going to have a long talk here in the beginning about who we share a country with. We're going to talk a little bit more about the shadow campaign, the nothing campaign the Harris Walls team is running. The interest payments on the debt are officially going to bury the country. 40% of the people can't pay their bills. Washington, D.C. sucks to live in, and young kids aren't drinking like they used to. All that. Michael Knowles joins us next hour. I have an investigative reporter in the final hour. I'm not even going to tell you what he's bringing, but you better be here for that. All that and more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now we're going to do something, and it's going to sound childish. Why? Because it is childish, because I host the show. But seriously, I want you to do something with me. Stay with me for a minute, okay? I want you to do something. Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Unless you're driving, please don't do it if you're driving or doing something important. Closing the eyes isn't that necessary. It just helps. Close your eyes. And when I say a word, I want you to just think to yourself, the first person can be general or specific who pops into your head when I say that word. Okay, you with me? With me? So, basketball player. I'll tell you right off the bat, I just did it right there on the air. Michael Jordan's who popped into my head. He was the first one that popped. I had a specific person, Michael Jordan. I grew up watching Michael Jordan. If you're younger, you didn't get that experience, but first person who popped into my head. All right, that was basketball player, okay? Rock star. Who popped into your head? Chris, who popped into your head when I said rock star? The guy from Queen. Okay, perfect. His name's Freddie Mercury, you freaking heathen. Either way, okay, Freddie Mercury. Michael, who's the rock star? Who popped into your head? Michael said the front man of Deleterious Consequences. Of course it would be me, of course. Okay, so you with me? Now let's do just one more of these.
communist. Who popped into your head? It can be general. It can be specific. Who popped into your head? I would venture a guess that it was not an American who popped into your head first. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. After all, you listen to this show, maybe it was. But I'll tell you, for me, when I picture a communist, I picture a uniformed NKVD agent pounding on someone's door in the Soviet Union in the middle of the night, ready to drag them away. That's what I picture. I picture Mao. Mao always pops into my head when I picture, when you say the word communist. I picture, you know, in Cambodia, you know, if you ever see pictures of the people who were being abused and murdered in Cambodia after the communist takeover, you'll notice they're all in black pajamas. You know, you want to know why black pajamas are such a big thing with the communists? Because it makes everybody even. And in fact, if you read documentary or watch a documentary or read books on it, you'll find the people, as they were being abused by the Cambodian communists, had to take their clothes and dye them. They were dyed black. I think it was a berry or something. I forget how they did it. But you had to submerge your clothes in some ink, and that turned your. And that's what I picture. I picture those pajamas. I picture. So where did I go? I went to China. I went to the Soviet Union. I went to Cambodia. And this is me. I'm the one who talks about all the communists we have here. I'm the one who talks about the communism that is infecting everything, the cultural Marxism that is infecting everything. This is me. I talk about it every day with you. And I did not picture an American when I said the word communist. I didn't. And I should have. I still think, I don't want to put words in your mouth and I don't want to put thoughts in your head, but I still think I make a separation in my head between those communists I just described and American communists. I don't do this intentionally because I know they're the same. But for me, I think about Mao executing 40, 50 million Chinese, and I don't put the American communist in that same category. And I'm here to tell you right now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the American communist is every bit as evil and demonic and murderous and violent as anyone in the Soviet Union, as anyone in Mao's China, as anyone in Cambodia, as any one of those Spanish communists who were raping and murdering priests and nuns. The American communist is exactly the same. He may not have stacked up the body count, because he hasn't had an opportunity to do so for a variety of reasons in this country. His opposition is armed. That has held him back. America is not historically a communist country. It's been a communist revolution that's been slow here. So he hasn't had all the opportunities in the world. But the only thing that separates the American communist from the NKVD agent, open up, it's off to the gulag. The only thing that separates them is opportunity. And until you and I accept that, we can't possibly take these people on. I'm going to play something for you right now. Maybe you've already heard it, maybe you haven't. This is a Washington Post journalist. The Washington Post, along with the New York Times and the LA Times, is the largest newspaper in the United States of America. Last night, I'm sure you've heard snippets of it, or at least you heard about it, Donald Trump did an extended, it was something like 2 hours long, he did an extended interview conversation with Elon Musk, and it was broadcast on Twitter, which they call X now, whatever. But it was a big thing. Over 1 million people listened. It was huge. Leading up to that, reporters were upset about it. Now, I just want to clarify, this was just a conversation. It was Elon Musk. I listened to probably an hour of it. It was Elon Musk asking questions, Donald Trump answering questions, asking some questions. It was just two men with their own views of the world having a conversation. That's all it was going to be. That's all it was sold as. I want you to listen very closely to this journalist And I want you to understand something as you listen. These people are all around you.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue. It's a, you know, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that or stopping the spread of that? Or
Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president, he's getting ready to sit down tonight and have a conversation, a public conversation with Elon Musk, a billionaire business owner. They're going to discuss things openly. They're going to discuss whatever they want, and the public can listen in. What role does the White House have in putting a stop to that? You share a country with communists. They're not Democrats. They're not progressives. They're not liberals. They're not leaning left. These people are every bit as sick and evil and violent as any communist who has ever walked the planet Earth, and they're 100% sure they're the good guys and you're the bad guys, and that's precisely the thing that makes them so evil and dangerous. These people believe, I was actually talking to my buddy James Lindsay about this, and he had a great way to describe it, so I want to make sure I give him some credit for it. He said, Jesse, you have to understand, communists, they view themselves as being the only human beings. You, because you're not part of their religion, you're not part of their religious cult, you are a rat, you're a dog, you're a mosquito. You don't get to say whatever you want. You don't get to do whatever you want. You're not even a human being because you're not taking part in their religion. That's how you can sit there as a reporter and call for the United States president to step in and stop an interview you don't like. And it's not like he said this privately at a cocktail party with his other filthy commie friends. He said it on camera. On camera. Hey, can't the president step in and put a stop to this? It's time to have a serious discussion about who we share a country with. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to play it for you again. I might play it for you 10 times during the show. A Washington Post reporter heard Donald Trump was going to have a public conversation. Trump's a private citizen, I might point out. Trump is going to have a public conversation, one anyone could listen to, with Elon Musk, the guy who owns Twitter. And the Washington Post reporter wanted to know if the White House was going to step in and put a stop to
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue. It's a, you know, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that or stopping the spread of that?
78%. You want to know what that number is? That's the percentage of American Democrats who supported Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. I just want to make sure I remind you what that was. Not that I have to, because you remember quite well. The president of the United States of America, of the land of the free, allegedly, mandated that businesses force you to get a vaccine or you be fired. The president of the United States of America issued an executive order that you be fired if you don't take a vaccine, and 78% of American Democrats stood with him. There is no such thing as a Democrat. They are communists. There's no such thing as a liberal. He's on the left. They're all filthy, violent, dirty communists, and they reveal themselves all the time. 55% of Americans, oh, I'm sorry, Democrats, 55% of Democrats wanted you fined if you didn't get a vaccine. They wanted you fined. And you know what happens if you don't pay a government fine? You go to jail. 55% of Americans wanted you thrown in a cage. Democrats, I'm sorry, Democrat Americans wanted you thrown in a cage. 48% flat out said, fine or imprison Americans who publicly question the efficacy of the COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine was an experimental vaccine. It wasn't even a vaccine. It didn't work at all. And half of American Democrats wanted you thrown in a dark hole if you went on Facebook and said, I'm not really sure if this thing works. Are we ready to accept who we share a country with? 47% of them supported the government tracking the unvaccinated to ensure they are quarantined or socially distant. They wanted the NKVD to follow you around town because you hadn't gotten your 20th booster shot yet. Here's another one for you. This is from the New York Mag. His name is Jonathan Chait. He's a disgusting apparatchik, one of the most horrible communists I've seen out there in the American media. This is what he said. This is the headline from today. The media's double standard favors Donald Trump, not Kamala Harris. And I'm actually going to defend him a little bit on this one. I'm going to defend him by saying he means that. You see, as I've pointed out before, communism is a religion of destruction and domination. And they believe in destroying and dominating everything. And if you fought a war with a communist for 100 islands, and at the end, after the war was over, he had 99 of them and you had one left, he would be miserable, angry, despondent that there was an island he didn't control. The American communist like Jonathan Chait, he can look at how the media handles Donald Trump with outright hostility at all times. And he can look as the media does everything they can possibly do to boost up Dome. And what he sees is a media that's biased against him. Because in the eyes, in the mind of the Jonathan Chaits of the world, 100% of media discourse should be promoting what he wants. And 100% of the media discourse should be outright hostility towards all of his enemies. Because he's not a Democrat. He's not a progressive. He's not a liberal. He doesn't lean left. He is a communist. Every bit as much of a communist as the Red Guard people who were storming through China beating teachers to death. He's every bit the communist of the NKVD agent, of Mao, of any one of them. We share a country with freaking demons. I cannot believe this is the place
Elon
we are.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue. It's a, you know, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that or stopping the spread of that?
It's time to buck up and dig in, because honestly, I don't think we're dramatic enough about the stakes of losing to these people. You read about what the communists have done, and you kind of separate that from us. That can't happen here. Oh my gosh, yes it can. These people would love for it to happen here. The people who wanted you thrown in jail for not getting your booster shot. Trust me, it can happen here. There's no such thing as an American Democrat. All right. Get your chalk in your system so you're ready to go. We're going to need it. Men and women. It's time to go get your stacks. male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks. If you can't do that, or even if you can, may I suggest some chocolate powder? You pour it in a smoothie or a glass of water or something in the morning. It's got all kinds of vitamins and minerals in the thing. Gets you ready to go, full of energy and pep for the day. As you can tell, I took mine today, along with my male vitality stack. But I'm telling you right now, man, we had better be strong and healthy. Exercise, drink water, lay off the booze, and start taking some chalk. C-H-O-Q. You can call them, text them. 50CHOCK3000 is the number. They'll help you out. The dimes are standing by. 50CHOCK3000. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take care of you, I promise. All right? A couple more things on this and we're moving on. We got other things to talk about. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I'm gonna let that thing go for now. Don't forget, we have Michael Knowles of the Michael Knowles Show coming up about an hour from now. He's got some things to say about the whole men and women's boxing that you probably haven't heard. That's going to be worth hanging on to. And in the final hour, we have an investigative journalist coming on. I'm not telling you what he's going to say, but he's going to drop a bomb on this show. I hope he doesn't actually drop a bomb. He's not going to drop a... He's not here. I don't see how he could bomb the show unless he has a plane. I guess if he had a plane, he could bomb the show. What, Chris? I don't know. A lot of people have planes. There's this neighborhood around here I drove by. Get this. They had this little private airfield there. And I don't mean for private jets and rich people stuff. You know, like the little single prop Piper Cubs and things like that. So these houses surround the runway. And every house has a garage on it where they keep the plane. And these people, I know, isn't that kind of cool? And these people just take off. I wonder if they ever drop things on people. I would want to drop things on people. Also, I'm kind of struggling right now. I have this collared shirt on. If you're watching, remember, you can watch me on the simulcast on the First TV. You can watch me do the radio. What a privilege and an honor that is for you. What an amazing privilege.
You know, freedom is not free.
I have one of these shirts, and I can never decide, should I go one button or two buttons buttoned up on the collared shirt? I feel like two buttons like it is now, I almost feel like that's a little too much chest. I'm not quite Italian for that. Enough for that. But I feel like one button almost looks like dorky, like I'm an Italian. Either way, I'm sure people will chime in. Back to the dirty commies. Minnesota grandma issues a warning after getting jailed over Walz' COVID lockdown. You do not want tyranny at this level. I watched a video this morning of Minnesota police officers walking up the street screaming at people to get back in their homes, and one lady apparently didn't move fast enough, so they started shooting her with paintball rounds. These people, they're evil, man. They're deeply, deeply evil people. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse, all this coverage of Walz's stolen valor has infuriated me. My father served in Vietnam, Bosnia, Iraq, and a few other countries. Golly, what a stud. By comparison, I served in the Army Reserves for 4 years. To say that I was average is a massive overstatement. I never deployed. I spent most of my drill weekends sitting around the center doing odd jobs. My father will ask for his veteran discount everywhere he goes, and my parents seem confused why I do not do the same. I try to explain that I did not earn that discount, unlike my dad, who was in harm's way more times than I can know. What Walz is pulling grinds on me, and that he does not have the decency to admit what he did and did not to serve. You can say my name. Well, first of all, his name is Dan. First of all, Dan, don't put down your service because you were in the Army Reserves for 4 years. That's service. Okay, not everyone's service is the same, but service is service. You signed up. You served your country. Okay, you didn't get shot at. Good for you. I did. It wasn't that much fun. I'm happy you didn't. Good. Good for you. So you didn't do everything your dad did. Don't put down your service. The problem people have with Tim Walz is one thing you never, ever, 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 ever do is lie about your service. You never over embellish. In fact, the guys who have really done stuff, as I've explained to you many times before, the guys who have really, really done it, they're almost always the most humble and soft-spoken about it. They don't gather around with civilians who weren't there and tell war stories. I've pretty much never seen that from a veteran friend of mine. Now, if we get together with each other, a couple beers, yeah, that'll come out. But the guy in the bar talking about his time in combat on a Friday night at midnight, he didn't see a daggone thing. He never left the wire at all. And that's fine if you never left the wire. If you never heard a shot fired in anger, that's totally fine. But don't lie about it. That's the problem. Because when you lie about it, you're putting yourself in the group of men who actually went through it, and you didn't earn the right for that. That's the problem. And I don't, like I said, I don't think they're going to drop him, because it's so late in the game, it would be so chaotic. But this thing is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the reason, one of the reasons it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger is he's been doing this his entire political career. When he bailed on his unit, he has run as being a command sergeant major, which he wasn't. He keeps talking about deployment and how he deployed and how he doesn't have the PTSD. It's friggin' horrible. It's bad. It's really bad. Jesse, is a world war such a bad thing in the long run? Major cities targeted, heavily Democrat, he says. There will be a lot of pieces to pick up and a lot of death, but in the long run, what's in the best interest for America, communist rule or a world war? from the numbers you've given, we've had a lot more. We'll have a lot more people left after a war. Okay. Don't ever root for a war. Trust me on that. And don't ever root for a war in your homeland. A war that comes to your homeland. I've been doing some reading about the Hundred Years' War and just various European wars and things like that. And one of the things that just it gets me every time I read about it, whether it's Japan or Germany or medieval times or Roman times or whatever period of time we're talking about, is what it's like for these people when war comes to their home. From the you want to know something you probably didn't know beforehand? You want to know one of the main reasons Japan surrendered? Yes, yes, the atom bombs had a big thing to do with it. You want to know one of the main reasons they surrendered? Because the government there, they were facing what they considered to be an imminent revolution from the Japanese citizens. You want to know why? Because the war had come home for so long in Japan, the people were starving to death en masse. The Japanese civilians, an entire country, surrounded, bombed, choked off, and starving to death. That's what war looks like here. And don't wish for death. Don't find yourself wishing for a world war. Trust me, that is not a solution at all. Oh, look at this. Reshaping the electorate. Biden-Harris administration granting citizenship at the fastest rate in decades. They opened up the border on purpose. They brought in as many as they could. And now they're handing out as much citizenship as they possibly can. Why? Well, it's exactly what we've been talking about. The American communist understands that there will be a tipping point if he is not stopped. If he is allowed to continue dumbing down and demoralizing American citizens and importing new citizens, new voters, if he is allowed to continue that without being stopped, there will come a point in time, and there's a chance we're already there, but there will come a point in time where it doesn't matter who their candidate is, who our candidate is, what kind of campaign they run, who raises the most money, who does this, who does. If we reach the tipping point the communist is trying to get us to, there will come a time when it's over, when we can't possibly win national elections anymore. And that's part of the reason I push legal in local so much, because I believe if we're not already there, and I don't know whether or not we're already there, but if we're not already there, I believe we are very close. And the communist thinks we're very close. And look back to the Harris campaign. The communist thinks we're there. I'll explain in just a moment. Before I get there, let's get to your dog, to my dog. You should know that I did dodge a bullet yesterday. There will be no cats coming into the Kelly household. Had to go ahead and level with the wife this morning when we were talking about, but the kitty was so cute. We could go rescue a kitty. I rescued this. And no. There are not going to be any cats. The Kelly household is a dog household. A Rough Greens household. Can you even give cats Rough Greens? I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I don't want them to live longer anyway. I want Fred to live longer. Fred is our adorable idiot golden doodle. Everyone loves him. Everyone does. You can't help it. The big fluffy idiot just throws himself on you. And we want Fred to keep doing that for a very long time. Fred had a rough day today because the boys started school. So he had to scarf up some extra Rough Greens on his food this morning. All natural nutritional supplement that'll keep Fred around a lot longer. Because dog food's dead. There's nothing in it. It's all just garbage. It's empty calories. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, and you should. I'm going to get to a bunch of those tonight. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I've been talking a lot about tipping points. Are we at the tipping point? Are we so dumbed down and demoralized that it doesn't matter who they run? Are we so full of illegals? Have they brought so many new voters into the country that it doesn't matter who they run? It doesn't matter who we run. It doesn't matter what kind of campaign. Look, Kamala Harris's campaign, they ran an ad with a California sheriff. He doesn't even like her. They just grabbed the sheriff, Boudreaux's his name. They grabbed the sheriff and threw his image in one of her ads, acting like he's with her. He came out and said, I don't even like this woman. They don't care. There's no truth that matters at all. Time magazine ran a cover of Dome, and it's this fluffy cover where they try to make her look like a supermodel, and the headline was her moment. Right there on the freaking cover, her moment. Oh, you want to talk about a campaign that is completely created from nothing? Here, this one's from Savannah Hernandez, great political reporter. She's wonderful. We've had her on the show before. A Latino political organization is offering $1,000 to voters who will publicly endorse Kamala Harris. They're buying endorsements. Remember the audio we played for you? I think it was last week. I'm almost positive it was last week, where it was, credit to them, CBS did the reporting on it, talking about the Harris campaign paying online people who have big platforms to pretend as if they like Kamala Harris. It's a campaign about nothing, based on nothing, no issues whatsoever. I mean, listen to this.
What's on the vice president's schedule today?
Well, she's traveling and talking to voters and getting her message out there to the American people, something that she's been doing from the very start of this campaign and something that she certainly did when she was President Biden's running mate as vice president.
I was asking about today, and I don't think she's got any campaign events on the schedule today, does she?
Well, she and Governor Walz have been traveling across the country. They hit nearly every battleground state last week. On the campaign trail, they raised $36 million within the first 24 hours.
She's not even campaigning. I don't know about you. It's making me a little bit nervous. Why don't they think they have to campaign? What? Why? Is it really where we are? That they can just stroke a few checks to a couple of TikTokers, bring in a few million illegals, and they feel like they can just run it that way? I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. She doesn't even have a platform.
She certainly, again, has many parts of President Biden's agenda that she helped pass, that she supports, but she's also going to be putting forward her own agenda. And that's something you heard her talk about when she talked about no taxes on tips in Nevada earlier this week.
Her only policy position she's put forward is one she just ripped off from Donald Trump. She's not campaigning. She's not doing rallies. They're buying people to endorse her. They're paying on. The communists sure seem to think we've reached that tipping point. I pray to God that they are wrong. I hope they are. But they think we've reached it. Either way, go ahead and purchase some emergency food, please. My Patriot Supply, they have something. It's called the Mega 3-Month Emergency Food Kit. It's got 33 varieties of food, and they're actually good. We're talking spaghetti here. We're talking spaghetti, chicken, amazing things. Mega 3-Month Emergency Food Kits are $300 off right now. Go get an emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. You need ammo. You need water. You need food. You need medicine. Ammo, water, food, medicine. Millions of Americans have used My Patriot Supply because they do it right. It's already prepped. It's ready to go. It ships fast, free, right to your door. Everyone who lives in your home needs one. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Prepare as if these people are going to run everything, because there's a chance, I guess, they will. Hey, Jesse. You're so right about the Democrats when they asked Trump and Vance to disavow white supremacists. Your suggestion about the pedophile in chief and the mutilation of children is genius. We should also turn it around at the same time, educate their audience by asking them to disavow Dixiecrats who allow the KKK to flourish within their party. Then continue by reminding the someone, look, this is exactly right. You don't disavow things they tell you to disavow. You don't denounce things they demand you denounce. You don't ever, 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 ever allow the communist to choose what you're going to discuss. That can never be allowed because the communist does not have your best interests at heart ever. And when they ask you about something terrible that has nothing to do with you, are you a white supremacist? Are you a Nazi? And when you spend your time disavowing it and denouncing it, you are attaching the stain of that word to you. By even answering the question, the stain of that word is going to rest on you. You must be impolite. You must go on offense. And in response to those questions, you must blast away. You have to say right back to them, do you denounce this? Do you denounce that? You should disavow this. You should. And to this lady's point, that's why I wanted to read it. It's an opportunity to associate them with things they really do. And to educate the public. The public doesn't know. Because the communists have run the education system for decades, we are surrounded by complete and utter morons who don't know anything about anything. They live in a world of make-believe that has been constructed for them by their dirtball commie teachers, commies in the media, and Democrat politicians, and they know nothing. Nothing about anything. You brought up the KKK. Actually, great point. What percentage of Americans know that was a Democrat organization? I bet you the percentage is less than 25%. I bet you it is. I bet it is. I still, man alive, I can't get over
this. Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that or stopping the spread of that?
Golly. All right, so let's deal with the foreign policy matters. We have 2 hours left. We have a bunch of stuff we have to get to, and I don't have enough time to do it. Well, listen to Lindsey Graham.
What I think about Kirst, bold, brilliant, beautiful. Keep it up. Putin started this, kick his ass. Bottom line is to the administration, I appreciate your support. Let these people fight. Give them weapons they need to win a war they can't afford to lose. When it comes to F-16s, way too long, they're here, let's use them.
Time to talk about what's happening in Russia. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.